Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, we also want to let you know that we do broadcast from our flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa, FM 93.7, and a special shout-out to AM 920, The Answer, in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, a special shout-out also goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for listening and keeping America rolling along. We especially salute and thank our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done, our FedEx, our UPS, and our postal drivers out there for the U.S. Postal Service getting the job done, delivering the mail and other things, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget about our Amazon warehouse folks, as well as our Amazon drivers. We've got a lot of them listening to us, and they chime in as the night goes on. Appreciate it. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page. It's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from California tonight, we've got the one and only Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Yeah, thank you so much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, indeedy. How about them apples?
I love it.
A beautiful morning in the neighborhood. Okay, guys and gals, calm down. By the way, it's not too bad out tonight here. It's 64 degrees, clear skies. We may get a little bit of rain a little bit later, but 64 degrees, clear sky, and that's just the lull before the storm and the front that's coming our way. We're at the bottom end of those terrible killer tornadoes that tore through Alabama and Georgia yesterday.
Yes, I saw those. I saw that, and that is really, really dangerous.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we start on a sad note tonight. Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa, is dead. She died of an apparent cardiac arrest. I don't want to speculate on anything, but there's more to the story. There's all kinds of rumors that have circulated, but she was actually seen in public, I guess, two nights ago at the Grammys because they gave a special award to Elvis. Is that correct?
Well, she was at the Golden Globe Awards, where I believe the movie Elvis, the biopic, was up, I think, for a Golden Globe. So she was there along with her mother, Priscilla Presley.
Okay, and again, I don't want to speculate, but having a cardiac arrest at age 54 is quite an anomaly.
Well, very true. And, of course, we don't know anything about, particularly about her medical history or what the conditions might have been. Unfortunately, Captain, and people do seem to be very shocked, obviously, that this did occur. Our hearts just are breaking, and our thoughts and prayers go out to her family and loved ones this morning, because this is a very, very tragic thing.
Yep, and a lot of movie stars are chiming in that she had been associated with. John Travolta, for example, was one of them. And, of course, it is what it is, and she will be missed. Now, there is a third location, Kyle. Yep, third location where classified documents have shown up. Richard Sauber, the special counsel to President Biden, has issued a public statement saying that a small number of additional Obama-Biden administration records with classified markings were found in a storage space in the president's Wilmington residence garage. Now, remember, did you see the pictures of him in the Corvette back in the garage?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Saw those.
Did you notice the boxes that were in plain sight with the doors wide open?
Yeah, you had the boxes in there, sure. Just boxes in your garage.
But they were secure because the car was kept locked in a garage.
Exactly right. Captain, this is a major, you know,
Can I use the word nuts?
Well, it is. Well, of course, because these classified documents, evidently nobody knew they were gone. Otherwise, wouldn't they have come looking for them, perhaps? They're missing. So it really does call in question. In fact, one of the best questions that was asked of Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday at the White House press briefing was, does the U.S. government have a document retention problem? I thought that was a very, very good question. Because, Captain, obviously, these documents have been sitting there perhaps for years, which predates even the Trump administration.
There's a better question that could have been asked.
Yeah.
Does the Vice President of the United States have the authority to take anything that's marked classified and take it anywhere other than where it's supposed to be, namely sitting where you found it to begin with? That's the better question.
Very good question.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, with my guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is being brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I'm telling you about Relief Factor because for over 9 years I've been taking it. It works. That's why. It works. And if it works for me with the problems that I got, it just might work for you. And after all, if you're having problems with pain or discomfort or swelling or inflammation and something that you're taking is not working, why not try something that works for me that just might work for you? And it's going to cost you a lot less money, too, because guess what? It's not a narcotic. It's not a narcotic. So, go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the three-week quick start there for $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All it's got in it is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, product that will work for you. Again, it is not a narcotic. This combination will go straight to the inflammation you're having and straight to the source of the pain that you've got going on. And you owe it to yourself to see if you can kick the habit on some of that other stuff you're taking and see if you can take this and make it work like it did for me. Now, all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and for $19.95, you're on the plan and away you go. That's called the three-week quick start. And you'll know whether or not it's going to work. And I've had a lot of people even this week get a hold of me and say, hey, Captain, just heard about the Relief Factor. I'm trying it. It's working. Thank you so very much. Well, you're welcome so very much. And in the meantime, Kyle Warren likes to tell everybody, Relief Factor, if you're on it, at relieffactor.com/captain. What do you tell them, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. How about that one? All righty. And again, folks, I wouldn't tell you it's not working if it didn't work for me, and it does. It really does. Okay. Steve Doocy from Fox and Friends said on the television show yesterday, there must be something really embarrassing in Biden's classified documents that they're trying every which way to get people to look in the other direction and think something totally different.
Well, certainly. One can only wonder what's in the classified documents. And, of course, Captain, they do want everybody to look the other way because of the obvious comparisons. It's not a one-to-one comparison, for example, with the Trump classified documents issues. But definitely they don't want any of those comparisons made because, obviously, people have gone to jail, Captain, for a lot less when it comes to taking the document out of what they call the SCIF, right, where this is the area where they can view classified documents. This is all taken, and by the way, at the press briefing earlier on Thursday, I guess the one big takeaway we were supposed to get from Karine Jean-Pierre was the president takes the classified documents, quote, very seriously, and she must have said it 100 times. But certainly the U.S. government takes it very seriously, and that's why anybody caught taking these documents out where they're not supposed to be usually faces some pretty dire consequences. So, of course, they want to get rid of anything that might be embarrassing, and at the same time, they don't want these comparisons made with Trump because the obvious conclusion is if you're trying to indict Trump on documents, what about the sitting president right now?
Well, Adam Dershowitz, or Alan Dershowitz, rather, the prominent legal scholar who is on every day on television somewhere, has said, and I quote, "Don't bet on prosecution over the docs." He told Newsmax TV that yesterday. He said neither Trump nor Biden will be prosecuted over the documents.
Yeah, I kind of tend to agree, especially where Biden is concerned, because they're already, closing ranks in some to a great degree, especially in the media. Although, Captain, it's interesting to see how suddenly you're going to hear people say, well, Republicans planted these documents in order to help Trump. Or others may say that somebody else planted them in order to affect Biden and his reelection campaign. In fact, I think that some of your sources had intimated as such, and so we're going to find out. But it's definitely making the rounds. It's not really being addressed as what it is. Those documents weren't where they were supposed to be. But I do agree with Dershowitz. I think, especially now in light of what's happening with Biden, it's going to make it harder and harder for the DOJ to make some case against Trump.
Well, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, predominantly for show, on Thursday announced the appointment of Robert Hur, former U.S. attorney in Maryland, as the special counsel to investigate President Joe Biden's handling of the sensitive government documents. He had to do at least that because they did that with Trump.
Well, precisely. And so Merrick Garland did do the right thing in this because of the serious nature, just as Karine Jean-Pierre keeps telling us that it is. But I might also make one other quick comparison, Captain, and that is, and whenever it comes to classified documents, you have to have protocols, we understand, and so forth. But as far as I understand with the Mar-a-Lago issue, the Trump people were negotiating, talking to the federal government about returning those documents in terms of what was presidential privilege and all these kinds of things. As far as I know, Captain, these documents for Biden were sitting in his garage next to his Corvette, right?
Right.
And nobody
well,
knew that
were
there.
The location
and
that's one of the three locations.
Right. Right, exactly. But as far as we know, they weren't looking to transfer them back, although now we find out, well, the lawyers went through, and I heard someone bring up a good point, and that is, well, who has clearance to review these documents? You know, you find a cache of classified documents in your garage, who has the authority and the clearance to look at those documents to determine what they are and what to do with them next?
It's not Joe Biden.
No, well, exactly. And I think you made such a great point earlier, Captain. Does the vice president have the opportunity to take documents and place them somewhere else?
No, 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 no. The authority. Does he have the authority to do that?
Yeah.
The short answer is
right,
no.
No, he doesn't. Exactly. But now, of course, as far as I can tell as well, isn't Joe Biden sort of taking the position he didn't know where those documents came from?
That's what he said.
What was in them,
he had no idea.
Et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
but yet he backed his Corvette up. But yet he backed his Corvette up in the garage beside him every day.
Exactly. It just gets harder and harder for him to come up with some kind of explanation that doesn't make him look incompetent, like I don't know what's in my garage, you know, or the fact that he's just trying to snow job you. So no matter what, the American people, I think, Captain, are going to be incredibly they're going to look at Joe Biden in a very, very different way now.
Now, there was something interesting that came up yesterday in the Representative George Santos, the freshman congressman from New York, in his situation with the people that want him to resign. He made a comment back. He fired back at him, especially the people in Nassau County, Long Island, which is his home Republican Party. He said that he'll resign if the 142,000 people who voted for him ask him to do so.
Right. I don't know if we can believe a word this guy says. It's obviously some kind of weird thing. I think earlier he said it was 142 people.
He did, but he made a mistake on the words. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that's caused for some speculation earlier in the day, but certainly, Captain, I think he's playing this like it's some kind of sketch comedy joke. And I think it's reprehensible, it's certainly not about going about the business of his district nor the American people. We have too many important things happening, and somebody could have occupied that congressional seat, Captain, who would have been serious about this. So,
well, it would have been a Democrat because that is a traditional Democratic district.
Yeah, well, but even so, you got this guy who's obviously not trustworthy and not up to the.
Well, I'll tell you a little clue. The Republicans aren't going to do anything because their advantage in the House is thin, and they're not going to do anything to prompt this along. Watch and see.
Well, and that's politics. That's the reality.
Yep, they're
of
politicking now.
Strategy.
They're politicking now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, as local governments around the country take steps to end the gas stove usage in new construction homes, conservatives are fighting back saying, what the hell are you doing? It costs less to use gas than it does electricity. What are you doing? Well, we'll talk about that on the flip side here of what's going on, because Kyle knows a little something about that stuff. And we'll go along with what he has to say, because he's in the business of management, where you manage apartments and condos and all that. So we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Lisa Marie Presley is dead at the age of 54. Her mother confirmed the news in a statement to People on Thursday, calling her the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. Presley was a daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, was hospitalized in Southern California earlier Thursday with possible cardiac arrest. She just attended the Golden Globes on Tuesday to support actor Austin Butler in his win of Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis. Her music career includes the release of 3 studio albums, with her debut, To Whom It May Concern, reaching number 5 in the Billboard 200 album charts following its release in 2003. The storms to start the new year have dramatically improved the status of California's drought. The UC Berkeley Snow Lab says California's Sierra snowpack is now at 104% of average, meaning the state has seen more snow already here in January than a typical entire season. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of the Everett's Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's My Pillow. And remember, Mike Lindell has got a big, big, big time special going on right now till the end of March. You can get over there to his website, MyPillow.com. Go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is right there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Once you get in there, that's your ticket to ride. You get in there, and that will get you all the different specials that are going on. He's got some items that are marked down 80%. He's got some other items that are 50%. He's got some buy one, get ones in there. Whatever you want is in there. I'll guarantee you that, and then some. So, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to call and talk to a live person, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Not too bad where I'm at. How about you? I forgot to ask you about the weather up there.
Well, it's been clear today. Right now we're looking at 54 degrees as we go through the overnight hours. Maybe sunny in Southern California for Friday, but new storms start to set in, at least in my area, over the weekend and into early next week.
Seems it's sunny. How's that go? The one that's sunny.
It never rains in California.
Yeah, never rains in California. But I'm looking at lots of rain here, Kyle.
Yeah, well, it's raining up in like Northern California right now. Yeah. But here in Southern California, we've got a respite from the rain.
Yeah, and it looks like there is another storm in Northern California coming in. Is it one of those, whatever they call them, the lakes?
The atmospheric rivers, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what we're expecting, more of the same, and it's going to pound into Northern California in a place that's already having to take too much.
Okay. Speaking of pounding, let's go with this. Joe Biden, once again, great old Joe, his administration has once again blocked South Dakota and the governor, Kristi Noem, from having an independence fireworks celebration at Mount Rushmore.
Well, you know, Captain, that's probably going to keep going on as long as Joe Biden is, serving out his term here over the next couple of years. I think one of the only ways to reverse that is to elect a different president in 2024. If he lets it go on, I think he's, at least from his point of view or his administration's point of view, they open themselves up to too much criticism, I guess.
Criticism for what?
Well, obviously, even in recent times, Mount Rushmore has become more controversial because of all of the wokeness, as it were.
Yeah, the presidents that are up there.
History. Exactly, exactly. Obviously, Captain, I think a lot of people would love to be able to go to a place like Mount Rushmore and experience the 4th of July fireworks, but it's all political, and
well,
it would probably change if you had a new administration.
I have been there many times, and the last time was, I don't know, probably 15, 20 years ago, and it's an impressive place, very impressive. It's all about America, and when you look at those presidents up there, that are up on a rock, and you think about, for example, Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick. And by the way, it was his administration that put that up there.
Well, right, yeah, or began it, exactly.
They began it,
so
yep, it started it.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, but also you have Lincoln there mm-hmm. as well. Captain, the story of America is so compelling. And the great figures in American history, you know, the good and the bad, right? We have the good and the bad of America throughout history, but the good outweighs it. And this is what that's the trajectory we are always on. And that's what I think is important about places like Mount Rushmore.
Do you have a gas stove?
I sure do.
Do you use it if the power goes off to, say, maybe heat your place?
Well, if the power goes out, you can still cook. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and you can also turn the oven on and open the door, and at least for a little while, if it's cold outside, it'll give you some heat, right?
Some people are able to do that, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people do that up in the Northeast, I know, because I lived in a neighborhood that was all gas, and that's what they did. Were they careful about using it for that? Sure they were. But they did it, and it was the one thing that saved people from freezing to death. So, what's the big issue with gas stoves that Biden and company want to get rid of it and go electric? You can't go solar power with an electric stove.
No, you really can't. Basically, it boils down to this. Some studies are showing that you have some increases in childhood asthma, for example, if you have a gas stove. That's because gas stoves still emit different substances or particles that can build up very quickly in confined areas, this kind of thing. So basically, you've got people like Consumer Product Safety Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. saying things of this nature, saying products that can't be made safe can be banned, he said. Talked to Bloomberg about this. That's a very, very broad kind of a thing to say, because not all products can be made 100% safe. We all know this. You know, hot air balloons can't be made 100% safe. So, but we still go up in them, and still use them, or other products for that matter. But basically, to try to make the case that you've got to ban gas stoves, which is not going to happen anytime soon. I don't see how this could possibly be done. But you are going to see the banning of them in new construction. This is where it's all going to start. But it's a very, very strange sort of a thing to try to really make it happen. I think there'll be so much pushback, and there has been a lot of pushback. So we'll continue to hear about this, but I don't think it will be a national ban anytime soon.
I just got a direct message from a person listening to us in Chicago. Her name is Laura, and thank you, Laura, for your message, and thank you for chiming in. She's saying, and I quote, she's saying, "Captain, did you hear about our illustrious mayor, Lightfoot, saying that she's fighting crime and doing a great job? But we just took a look at the latest crime rates that came up, and crime rates are up 41%, including murders that are up almost double."
Well, what Laura's pointing out here very, very astutely is really the wordsmithing that goes along for the Democrat Party. They use the words. They're going to put out a release. They'll say, I have done this and that and the other thing. This is what I've accomplished. And
she hasn't done anything when it comes to fighting crime. It's worse.
Well, of course, and they know that it's worse. This is why they put out statements like that, because they're trying to get ahead of it. They're trying to, or they will simply redefine what it means to fight crime. And so to them, it's not really getting criminals off the streets, enforcing the law, this kind of thing. No, they'll come up with some other bizarre metric that they can look to or point to, or some bizarre theory or mindset, and say we're successful. They've been doing it forever.
Yeah, well, they're not successful. And thank you very much, Laura, for pointing that out. And there's a related story on this, if you want to see it, that happens to be, I just found it on Newsmax when I went to look up to see what was there. It's the first thing that popped up. The title says, "Chicago Mayor Lightfoot says she's fighting crime, but the rate is up 41%.
Right. She's not a crime fighter, you know.
Oh, no, she is. She is, but that's the way she fights her crime. She makes it worse.
I guess so. It's really no laughing matter, because real people, Captain, are affected by crime. But when it simply is a political thing to say as a politician, it really cheapens the real effect it's having on real people.
And speaking of crime, when we come back in the next hour, the first story is going to be about the Justice Department accusing a Los Angeles-based bank of discrimination in refusing to underwrite mortgages for predominantly Black and Latino communities. Now, that obviously is discrimination, and we'll get into the exploits about it and explain to everybody what's going on there.
Well, exactly right. You have to have fairness in lending, fairness in housing. This is all part and parcel, Captain, of making sure that our society is doing the right thing.
Right. Okay, and I hear the music coming back, so that means I'm going to put you on hold, and it means that we will be coming right back with Captain's America Third Watch and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll have a lot more in stock, and I think I'll have a little friendly voice here from the past kick in and say howdy to us.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We'll be right back, folks. Coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen, take the world in a loving way, buy all of the guns and constant, explode into space, I love smoking lightning. Racing with the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Out of the sun, it's a question. It's floating in space. We'll be right back.
children.
Born to be wild.
Yeah. Oh, we are just flat out kicking it there with a little Steppenwolf. I'll tell you what. Do you remember that, where that song came from, the movie?
Was it Easy Rider?
Yep. Yep.
Yep, I think so.
Yep. Yeah. And how. And I'll tell you what.
Peter Fonda.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Back in the day, that was quite the movie. When it came out, everybody went, oh, my goodness, look at this. This is terrible. Ugh. No, they didn't. Everybody, the young folks loved it. The old folks went, what the heck is this nonsense? Well, it was a movie about a motorcycle gang that traveled out there in your neck of the woods, as a matter of fact. All right, let me read this, because, boy, oh, boy, have we ever got weather again. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, it gets a little bit worse, because the weather is just not conducive for dogs, cats, and other animals. Now, we have got this big system coming in again off the West Coast, the atmospheric river weather pattern persisting through Friday and over the weekend, especially in the saturated areas of California that need absolutely no more rain. Heavy to excessive rain is expected in the northern and central areas of California, southwestern Oregon, northwestern Washington on Friday, while heavy mountain snow will likely start in the Sierras. Meanwhile, some wintry weather is possible in parts of the east on Friday. We have the lake effect snow machine that is kicking in right now across Lake Erie, starting in Ohio, around Toledo, east all the way over to Buffalo, up around the lee shore of Lake Ontario, on up towards Watertown and up to St. Lawrence Seaway. And we've got some snow tonight in West Virginia and Kentucky in the mountains, and it looks like Virginia, too. So, Kyle, kick it away and tell us what's going on out there.
Well, right now, Captain, briefly, we want to tell our drivers about Donner Pass right now. It's 28 degrees. It's reading fog right now, so you want to be careful of
freezing
that if you're up
fog
on I-80.
Freezing fog.
That's right,
yep.
Because of the temperature, exactly. But if you're coming out of Reno and heading northward up towards Winnemucca, you're definitely going to want to be aware that, of course, we're going to continue to see a very active pattern of storms coming back this weekend and into next week. So this could disrupt travel and all kinds of problems out there on the road. So you want to be aware of that if you're going to be going through that area. Aerial flood washes persist in most of Northern California from Redding all the way down into Central California and then south of Bakersfield as well. Snow up in the mountains. We have a winter storm warning that's pretty much going to follow down Highway 395 down through Lone Pine down towards Ridgecrest. And so, of course, we're going to continue to see those storms come back in as we head into the weekend and into early next week. So you want to be aware of that. Batten down the hatches. Some of this, of course, Captain, is beginning to fill up some of these reservoirs. Some of them are approaching historic averages, but just as you were saying earlier, the more rain that we're getting right now in some of these regions is a lot because they just can't handle it right now. But if you're out there right now, the active radar is showing us up near Redding on Interstate 5 as you head up into southern Oregon up through Medford. You've got rain coming across the road there for sure. Seattle, Washington, also rain right now, sleeting across most of the northern part of the state of Washington right now. That's what we're seeing on the radar. More next hour, and back to the captain.
This would be the perfect time for them to take some of that rain, capture it, and use it for when they really need to have it. But no, what do we know about that? But anyway, here I go. Okay, fog, lots of it, starting in North Dakota, down to South Dakota, and down into Nebraska. Central parts of all of those states, except for South Dakota, where it goes over to the east side, and you'll run it down through Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Probably about 100 miles of it from the Nebraska line on up through there. But you'll find it in Sioux Falls for sure. And central part, as I say, going across Bismarck, almost all the way to Fargo, at 94 in North Dakota, and coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, you won't get very far until you drive right into that fog, and you'll be in it all the way across to the other side, right there on the Minnesota line. Now, we do have, in the Gulf, I'll go down there next, we do have some windy conditions all around from Brownsville, down in the Mexican Valley, down there, Texas-Mexican Valley, all the way up around to Naples, Florida, and down towards the Key West. We got windy conditions there all along the shorelines tonight with a system that's working its way across. Now, going up into Lake Michigan, that area, we do have some windy conditions on the lake. We could possibly have some snow on the west side of Michigan, by the way the wind is blowing right now. Starting in Ohio from Toledo over to Cleveland, over to Erie, Pennsylvania, on up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, all the way to Buffalo, and then along Buffalo's Lake Ontario coast, all the way over to Oswego, and then it skipjacks up Oswego towards Sandy Creek, and you pick it up again all the way to Watertown, and then we have an intense area of snow tonight up north and east of Watertown. There is a winter storm warning right up there on the line with Ontario and Quebec, right there where they come together. And 87 north of Lake George, you got quite a bit of snow going on up there as well. That snow continues over into New England, the northern part of Vermont, northern part of New Hampshire, and the western and northern part of Maine, where you have sleet and or freezing rain to the east part of rain, about 50 miles or so, going into Nova Scotia. But if you're going up to get those French fries up there around Presque Isle, guess what? Winter storm warning, big time up there. Windy conditions all the way from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, where we currently have some thunderstorms embracing that area, probably the same system that came up out of Alabama earlier today. And then we do have some snow in the mountains of West Virginia. It looks like I-81 over into Kentucky, on down the state line right there with Tennessee and North Carolina, going up through the mountains there. And it looks like we got a little patch of some snow, maybe some ice in the central part of Tennessee going up through Nashville. So that's what that's looking like. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget you want to go over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. It's real easy to use, and you'll be able to pull on in to the closest location. And when you go into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, you can also join the My Rewards Plus program. You can do that also, pilotflyingj.com. Download the app today, and you'll start to be able to earn points on everything that you buy, especially try 4 points per gallon with after just 6 fills instead of 15 fills with the other guys. That's after you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. And also, you're also going to start getting great offers on other supplies you can buy and so forth at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, hang on there, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a Friday morning to boot. So there you go. All about a great day, great weather, and great friends here on the radio. We appreciate you, and we hope you appreciate us. I'm coming back with more after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.